The name comes from an Arabic word tarjuman, which means translator. But the role of a dragoman is so much more than simply managing the linguistic divide between Arabic in Egypt and the many different languages that tourists used in Egypt in the late 19th century. A dragoman was a guide, was a go-between, was a fixer who would do things like give tours of tourist sites. A lot of them had very good knowledge of Egyptian history and monuments. They would make arrangements for hiring boats, making hotel reservations. They would basically take all of the everyday difficulties out of travel for people. Of course, you find a lot of people that resent the position of a dragoman as well. A number of tourists write about how they felt that they were somewhat isolated from everyday life in Egypt because the dragoman was in some ways doing his job too well. He was making everything too easy. He was isolating them from everyday interaction with people.